to everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Great, man, we're winding down the year. We're getting towards the winter solstice, the end of fall, the beginning of winter. And that means the days are going to start getting longer, about a minute a day extra of daylight, which I'm very excited about. Very excited about seeing more daylight, man, because I don't think there's enough vitamin D in the world that could make up for the sunshine lost during the winter. But looking forward to January getting here. We're going to hit the road. Indianapolis is where we're going to be next. We're going to head off to the ATA, the Archery Trade Association show. And this is an industry-only show. If you're in the media or you have a manufacturer or you are a retailer, that is the limit as to who can get into the show. We've been going. This will be, I think, our eighth year of going to ATA. Again, it'll be in Indianapolis. David Thomas from Bowhunter Planet. This is going to be a big show, dude. Welcome to the show. And I know you guys, this is a big time for you guys as well.
This is where it all happens. This is the magic. I think we all strive for the ATA show because, to be honest, it's just a big party. I mean, you got the whole industry in one room, basically, one giant room, and it's great. To me, it's the best time to get together with all my friends and talk to everybody I've been on the phone with for the whole year and actually see these products, you know, right in front of you. You know, have a chance to see some of the stuff that they've been, you know, having these concepts for and finally getting a chance to put them out in front of everybody.
It is, and it'll be something I think, as we see every year, people think the outdoors, because of outdoors television, because there's four networks, over 500 shows, people think that this is a big industry. No, it's not. We've said that 100 times. It's a very small industry, and there's a lot of new products trying to make the shelves. Everybody's got a better mousetrap when they come to the ATA show, when you go to the Innovation Zone. I'll be honest, there's a lot of things that I look at going, oh my gosh, are you serious? And I've done that with a couple of products, and then I've got to use them, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I think a lot of things do work. I think the way people do them or engineer them, but I think there's a huge difference between engineering and marketing. And I think, personally, I've seen a lot of companies fail dramatically because they've been led by engineering only and not marketing. And I think, marketing plays a huge role in the design portion of a product and also with the engineering. The engineering plays a role in how it works, you know, fit and function, but you still have to have marketing and design to make it, you know, something people can use and that they think is usable is the key word.
Sure.
Because some of the things you see, you're just like, really? How the heck are you supposed to carry that with you? I mean, it's like 20 pounds and... So I think there's a huge, huge thing with the marketing part of things. And I think a lot of small companies who are designer engineers who come up with these products don't really put a lot of emphasis on the marketing side and a budget for the marketing because it's really, really important. Because that's where you're going to find out from consumers, hey, dude, it's too big. Hey, it's too small. It's, you know, it works. It's great a concept, but it doesn't do this or doesn't do that. And it's failing this way. And that's where all that marketing research comes in and helps to, fix a product before it fails.
No, that's what the test lab does for Bowhunter Planet. You guys are archers. You're hunters. You put these things to work and unabashedly show your findings.
Yeah, I mean, that's been our top thing. And a lot of times, there's a lot of companies who come to us to have us test stuff before it doesn't even hit the market. And no one ever even sees it. And it's just testing to kind of get in the field and see how it works and that's where they do some research, and I think that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. Is like having that marketing research and actual testing in the field is critical. Now, stuff that's been tested by the companies themselves, then they looked at some, you know, when you see the test lab show, then they look at us to go ahead and show it off again in the field, after they think they've, built the best mousetrap, as you would say earlier.
Sure.
That's at that point, that's where you see like a test lab review. But there's a lot of test lab that happens behind the scenes that the consumers actually don't see, and that we are able to test products and see failure rates, accuracy rates, and that kind of stuff, which makes it fun and it's exciting. And I think it's cool because you could see things at the front level, but it's also a little more dangerous because, you know, the products aren't necessarily 100% tested to where they're not failing, you know, so you could have issues.
David Thomas from bowhunterplanet.com joins us here on Wild Michigan. David, when you test something and the findings may not be to your liking or maybe less than expected, how are companies receiving that information? I mean, how are they taking it?
Companies, honestly, it's like we said, it's a small industry, and a lot of the companies take it, but I don't just provide, like, you know, I provide numbers. It's not just like, it's data driven, so it's not like, sure. I'll also offer, you know, some concepts like, hey, I don't really like how it feels in my hand, or there's something weird about the way this does this, and I'm not so sure people would like that, or it's the process is agonizing to turn something on or off, or you know, those kind of things. But honestly, they take it really well. They receive it very well, and they sometimes make changes, sometimes they don't. But mm-hmm. you know, that's the point, right? At least someone looked at it, gave them some feedback on what the problems are. But we've never, that's all the stuff that's behind the scenes. The stuff that you see on the show, the main stuff, that's all stuff we've already felt that is fine and good and we like it. You know, we actually don't do those episodes on things we don't like or don't work. we send back. That's it. We don't go any further with the test lab show if we don't think the product's usable.
Well, you know, speaking of Dave Thomas from bowhunterplanet.com here on Wild Michigan, our website, wildmichiganradio.com, David, without outside testing, these companies cannot move in a proper direction, or at least in a direction to improve. And I think that's fair. I think that's very, admirable of them to say, look, man, these guys tested it. We tested it here. We were fine. But, you know, a lot of times, too, it's in controlled environments with archery equipment. And look, when you're in the outdoors, you have elements, you have different scenarios. It's not a controlled environment.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what it is. So I think their testing generally takes place inside the lab, and it's, you know, like, let's say a bow, for instance, they're gonna shoot this thing as many times as they can to see when it breaks with, like, dry firing it, literally, and keep testing the fracture of the risers and the limbs and this and that. But, again, you get out to the field, you got all these other things that come into play that weren't thought of, like a branch coming down into a crossbow rail or dropping a bow out of a tree. And then picking it up, and is it still reliable? And obviously anything can happen. You can hit a rock, you can hit, you know, you don't know what aspect's going to happen. So products are, I'll be honest with you, though, from what we've seen, the durability in the industry is amazing. The people have engineered things very, very well. I have yet to see a product really just have a catastrophic explosion or anything of that nature. We've been very, you know, we've had issues, but it's always like human error, like messed up putting a mod in, or, you know, somehow a screw got loose or we didn't tighten something, you know, then you have issues. But as far as the performance, most of the, I'm talking the top companies here, though, too, okay?
Right.
So when you get to when you're talking like the newbies, the people entering the market, that's a little different. Those products aren't generally tested at all, and it's just what they tested themselves, and they don't have a team of people testing or the proper equipment to test products fully, so those products are a little bit harder because you really have to be careful in analyzing the best you can. Some are easy, though, right? Like a lighted knock, right?
Sure.
What's the big deal? It's just a knock. You're not going to get hurt. But in the same sense, you know, how many times does it fail when you fire it? You know, if you fire 10 shots, out of those 10, how many failures? It should be zero. You know, you shouldn't have any failures.
Exactly.
Because if I'm a consumer and I buy the product off the thing and it fails on one of my shots, I'm not very happy about that. You know, that's not cool. I paid money. Product's supposed to work.
There's a certain
level.
Those
are the kind of things we try to provide feedback on. And that's usually the kind of stuff we're seeing, a lot of the smaller stuff. The bigger stuff, like bows, those are usually already tested in inside environments. And then, you know, when we get them, it's pretty much a review more than a test. Because realistically, I mean, these bow manufacturers are strong companies. They've been around years. They know what they're doing, you know. So it's interesting.
David Thomas is our guest here on Wild Michigan. We're going to come back with him. We got a whole other segment coming that we're going to talk with David about from bowhunterplanet.com. There's a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up the podcast there. Absolutely free. Download them, share them. Check out our Facebook page while you're there as well. And join us, if you would please. More coming with David Thomas, bowhunterplanet.com on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
Still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host, along with Alex Clark and the Michigan Talk Network, brought to you in part by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. Website, wildmichiganradio.com. Make sure you pick up the podcast there, because as soon as we're done with the show here, we upload them and you can listen to them anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just click on that link. And there's a link to bowhunterplanet.com there as well. Speaking with David Thomas from Bowhunter Planet. Dave, we last year, Nashville was a difficult year because you were the guy behind me on a flight, not like physically in the plane, but I think I know we were one of the last flights to get out of Detroit to go down to Nashville, and I can't remember correctly, did you make it in time, or were you one of the delayed ones?
Yeah, I was the last flight to go out, but when I tried to come back, that didn't happen. It was, they're all canceled coming home. I remember that.
And it was very difficult because we had a lot of, you know, we had appointments set and everything else, and people just could not show up. This year, it's in Indianapolis, a town that I love for the Archery Trade Association show. Very easy to navigate. You're a $5 cab ride from everywhere. But this is where they're going to preview a lot of new things. Some inside information we have here on the show we can't share until after the first of the year. I know it's not fair, but you and I both know what that is. But yeah. We're going to be looking at new equipment. Let's just say this. We're going to be looking at some new bows this year. What do you think we should direct our attention to?
Oh, man. There's so many good products this year at the show. You know, with so many bow companies. The bows, I would definitely check out all of them. I'm not going to lie. I think every company put out something pretty cool this year. Darden did their Target bows that were really unique and different, and they're definitely a true center shot. So that's really something everybody should check out, the Target segment that Darden has just launched. Very, very impressive. They launched a new crossbow as well that is top of the line, premier, small, compact powerhouse. Definitely want to shoot that. On the flip side, Bowtech launched a whole new line, and they got some new stuff still being launched at the show coming up. Martin did a whole new line this year, mm-hmm. So that's something to check out. There's going to be, Excalibur. Some of the normal companies have been there around a while. They'll be launching some things there. Obsession Bows is launching a bow there. Expedition will have their new line there. I mean, there's just a really, to be honest, on that side of it, it's going to be very difficult because it's for the last couple of years, the bow companies have just done a stellar job at launching great product. And I think the market is so saturated with good product. That's an issue. You know, when you go to buy a bow, it's not easy nowadays. So, I mean, you know, Bear Archery launched new bows this year that are great. That's a hard one to talk about because there's just so much that's really positive right now in the industry for that. Another note, I mean, there's so much stuff going on with camo and clothing, and Kryptek has done a lot this in the past year. I know Bowtech just picked up their pattern on their bows, so that's going to be probably pretty hot this year. Badlands is launching some new stuff at the show. They got some tack packs that are like just black and gray, which are cool if you can use them for everyday use
sure.
on top of hunting stuff. So that's going to be nice. And their stuff's really top-notch quality. If you haven't played with any Badlands packs and or clothing, you're definitely missing out because that stuff is just really premier, warm, durable, very easy, you know, comfortable. That stuff's really, really good job. They've done such a stellar job on it. And then on the other side of that one, you got Predator Camo, who's got great clothing, but to me, one of the most impressive camels in the industry. So lots of cool stuff just to see. And then also sights, the Kingpin from HHA, very exciting. This mm-hmm. is very exciting from HHA, totally new from them. Basically, they took the optimizer section of their sight and they moved it forward. Now, what that did is allows you to put a normal quiver on without extensions, which is huge because before with theirs, you have to have these extension nuts that come out and then you put your quiver on that. So it kind of makes for a little bit of work in there. You know what I mean? Whereas
sure.
now they pushed it forward. It's not in the way of the quiver anymore and you have a lot of room. So definitely going to be cool to check out HHA this year and what they got going. But there are so many good products.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, look, we've worked, so the three main things that we've liked and I've stayed with for a while, you brought up some interesting things with Sites, Black Gold, not probably the most popular name, but definitely probably the best engineered site in the business from what I've seen, what I've used. We've absolutely just beaten our Black Gold sites up. We love them. And Tight Spot Quivers, another one that, you know, is in that family that we really liked as well. The other was our Ripcord Rest. You know, it's all three of those things that we've used. And, you know, we're not sponsored by, with the exception, we've had some working with Tight Spot. But I know what I like, and it's been tough to get away from those things, but I will always look when I go down there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, those are great brands. You know, Black Gold is a stellar brand, but the only issue with Black Gold is the marketing. They don't do a ton of marketing, which is why, you know, you don't even hear about them as much. But you are correct. Their stuff is top-of-the-line quality. It's very, very durable. We dropped bows before with their sights on, never had an issue out of trees, by accident, but not on purpose, but by accident, still never had an issue with their stuff. They are making definitely high, high quality products in this industry. Tight Spot's another great one. I mean, the quiver is so tight to the bow, and that's the concept that you can, you know, it doesn't get in your way at all, and it's very easy to use. And Ripcord, obviously, is just, you know, to me, there's a handful of rest companies in the industry that are premier. Obviously, Ripcord's one of them, and QAD is the other one with the Ultra Rest. And you know, they're just great. You know, great rest. Trophy Taker makes great rest. I mean, there's a couple in there, but you know, obviously, you got to me, a good drop away is you got to have it. So if you're buying a rest or you know, I don't know what Ripcord's launching this year. If they're launching anything new, I know QAD launched a whole bunch of cool colors, and I know they launched. Name brand ones, so like Hoyt or Elite, they have specific brand names they got this year so they can put on the bows if you wanted to match, you know. Otherwise, really, it's the same product.
Yeah.
If you want the logo.
Exactly. You know, and I'm so, unfortunately, a creature of habit that you know, I've gotten so into a comfort level of certain things. And when you have to make that change, when, you know, because this is business, you make changes. Sometimes we used Martin Archery for almost 8 years. We parted ways with Martin on good terms. I love those guys, but I wanted to move in a different direction. Went with Strother. Some things are changing around there. And now we have yet another different direction. And I never want to be confused as one of those people that's just jumping from product to product. That's not how we are. Business changes sometimes, so you have to change with it. And
it's a good point. It's a very good point. I don't think people realize that, you know, when they see changes of brands with things you've done for a while, they might not know the whole circumstances, and I think that's definitely an issue. I've seen that already with stuff we've had to change over and over time. Luckily for us, we haven't seen any major fallback or people mad about anything we've changed, but you know, I think it's one of those things where we do stick with products till the very end if we can. If there's an issue or a change in ownership or leadership, that changes a company and it changes what they decide to do. So, if, you know, for your radio show, they might say, hey, we're not doing radio next year. That's not your fault. You know what I mean? Of course, you want to continue a relationship if you can, but if a company was to make changes to their marketing budget, and people don't realize this, but in this industry, it's very small, and there is changes all the time
in
marketing people, all the time. This isn't like, since I started BHP, for each company, except for a select few, I've actually had different contacts like each year. And that's good and bad for me. It was good and bad. Some of them were we can never get through before. Now we work with these companies, you know, hand in hand because the new guy loves us, you know, whereas the old guy didn't see a value.
Right.
So it's a good and bad scenario.
There's a lot of personal perspective that goes involved with marketing, and for people that, you know, outside of this industry, well, so and so shooting this year, and now they're shooting. You know, we don't make those decisions, man. We don't want to, like you said, we want to stay with who we like forever. But because somebody is buying up somebody all the time, changes have to be made. So, but the one thing I will stick to, and I mean this with all my heart, is what we use is truly what we like, and we don't use anything we don't hear on the show. And that's been something that's very important to me. But Dave Thomas, Bowhunter Planet, he comes back because we like him. and I think he likes us. But, man, you can check him out at bowhunterplanet.com. Dave, Merry Christmas to you and yours, man. I appreciate you joining us here on the show. And as always, I appreciate everybody here on the show. WildMichiganRadio.com. Please, safe, happy holiday season. Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy Hanukkah to everyone. Enjoying this great time of year. So thanks, everybody, for listening. More coming your way next week on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.